Welcome to the Ziegler Inspire Podcast.
Ziegler Inspire Podcast.
Hi, I'm Blake Lindsay, and I want to personally welcome you to Zig Ziglar's Inspire Podcast. How many of you listening to Zig's podcast today would admit that you talk to yourself? How many of you admit that not only do you talk to yourself, but you answer yourself as well? Well, if that describes you, then you will feel right at home with our topic today. If you do not talk to yourself, Zig will try to convince you to start doing it. There is power in the words we say to others, but there is equally power in the words we say to ourselves. Let's listen together as Zig describes the power of self-talk.
I'm a foodie, and I enjoy learning about the process that brings great foods and beverages from idea to the table. And then I like tasting them and learning the nuances of what creates the most significant tastes, from coffee to cheese to distilled beverages. I did a tequila tasting in Mexico, and recently bourbon, Heaven Hill Bottled in Bond Bourbon. It really impressed me from the story to the taste. I grew up in Kentucky, where horse racing and bourbon are famous, and I got introduced to Heaven Hill Bottled in Bond Bourbon. It's produced by Heaven Hill Distillery, which has been and still remains family-owned since 1935, and I'm impressed with the bourbon's ultra-rich, smooth taste, and right on the bottle, it states that this bourbon is 7 years old, which is actually three times longer than what's required to be certified as bottled in bond. I feel with beverages, the longer the prep, the better the taste. Being a bottled in bond product means it must pass a list of seven requirements that set the standard for this quality bourbon. So look for it at your local store. Heaven Hill reminds you to think wisely and drink wisely.
In all the years I have been doing this, I have never come across anything with the incredible impact that talking to yourself has. There is no question about it. I will give you several examples, but I want to start by telling you about a man from Birmingham, Alabama. I did this in October of 1992. And when I finished the seminar, he came up to me and said, "Mr. Ziegler, I was in Montgomery 3 years ago when you were down there. You didn't put those self-talk cards in the tapes then, so I made my own." And he showed me his card, which wasn't nearly as sophisticated and as nice as ours is, but he had it. It was a 5x7 card with all of these qualities on. He said, "Every morning and every night for the last 3 years, I've gotten in front of the mirror and with excitement and enthusiasm said, I'm an honest, intelligent, goal-directed organizer." He went right down the list. And he said, it just was every day, every morning, every night. And I said, "Well, what's happened since?" He said, "Well, I'll tell you this, my income's up over 500%, 300% the last year alone. The man sells real estate. Put your member count back on. Where was the real estate market in 1990, 1991, 1992? It was as bad as it's been in my memory." And yet the man understood something. See, I don't want to be negative. I'll be like the little boy that came home and told his dad one day. He said, "I'm afraid I flunked the arithmetic test." His dad said, "Son, that's negative. Be positive." He said, "Dad, I'm positive. I flunked that arithmetic test." Well, I got to tell you, ladies and gentlemen, that I'm going to be absolutely positive that you're not going to have total impact individually on the national economy. But I can tell you right now, you can do an awful lot about your personal economy. This man up 500%, 300% last year alone, selling real estate. He understood it's not what happens out there, it's what happens in here. See, I don't care how good times are, there's some folks that are still going to struggle, not be able to get a job, not going to be able to thrive. I don't care how good times are, that's going to happen. And I don't care how bad times are for some people, they're going to thrive regardless. They're going to get rich in the worst of times. I can tell you this has the biggest impact of anything I have ever seen. Here's what the Birmingham man said to me. He said, "Mr. Ziegler, I got in front of that mirror. I started claiming those qualities with a lot of excitement, and I was doing real good until I got down to the part which said, I am always punctual." Now, he said, "Mr. Ziegler, when I said that to myself with excitement and enthusiasm looking in the mirror," he said, "I couldn't help it. I just broke down and started laughing." Biggest lie any human being has ever told in their life. I'd never been on time for anything. I was late for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. I was late more times for school than any kid that ever graduated from Montgomery High School. I was late for appointments, for golf, for church. It didn't mean it was what it was. I was late. And he said, the first time down the line, and when I said I am punctual, he said, I must have lasted 10, 15, maybe 20 seconds. But he said, then I asked myself a question. Why was I late? is that I answered the question by saying, I planned on being late. Then I asked myself the other question, why did I plan on being late? And that's the answer I just hated about myself. I planned on being late because I was egotistical, thoughtless, inconsiderate, self-centered. Every negative thing that you can imagine. What I was saying without saying it was, look, my time is very important. I might get there on time and you be late. Your time is not worth much because you're not worth much. And so you go ahead and wait for me and I'll get there at my convenience. And he said, when I fully understand, then let me say it again. This happened the first time he went down the list. He said, when I fully understood that, he said, that day I made myself a promise that never again under any circumstances would I ever be late for anything again. And he said, Mr. Ziegler, in 3 years, whether it's being home in time for dinner that my wife has cooked, whether it's a ball game with my son, an appointment with one of my salespeople, whether it's an appointment at the church, whatever it is, he said, I've been on time 100% of the time. He said, oh, I'm excited about the extra money, but let me tell you the real joy. You cannot believe how much better my relationship is with my wife, my kids, my staff, and how much more business they're doing because now they know they're working with a man they can absolutely trust. My word is my bond. Folks, it's the most exciting concept. Let me tell you why I can speak with so much confidence that this has worked. Every one of those qualities is a biblical quality. I bet you didn't know you knew that much about the Bible, did you? Right there, every single one of them are biblical qualities. Now, let me tell you another story right quick. Matter of fact, I'm going to tell you two more fast stories because I think they're so important. Larry Majors received a phone call from a gentleman from Los Angeles several years ago. It was on Thursday morning. And the guy said, I was at the seminar Zig did on Tuesday night. And he said, I bought the set of How to Stay Motivated tapes and got the card in it and all, and I paid for it. And that night when I got in front of the mirror and went down the list, he said, I was doing real good until I got to the word integrity. And when I said, I'm a man of integrity, he said, that bothered me. I turned over two or three times that night. Didn't sleep real good. Next morning, Wednesday morning, I got back in front of the mirror. I claimed those qualities again, and I was doing good until I got to the word, I'm a man of complete integrity. And he said, really, it kind of bugged me all day. Wednesday night, last thing I did was the list, and man, when I got to that word integrity, I had a horrible night. And Miss Laura, he said, when I got up this morning and got in front of that mirror, when I got to that word integrity, I knew I had to call you and tell you what happened. He said, I bought the motivational tapes and paid for them. When I got home, in my bag, there was a series of those videotapes developing the qualities of success, and I did not pay for them, and I'm really embarrassed. Laura said, oh, don't be embarrassed about it. Accidents happen all the time. Long pause. He said, Laura, it was not an accident. When nobody was looking, I put that package in my bag. He said, I must pay for them. Something happens. Something happens. The eyes are the windows of the soul. Something happens to you when you get in front of that mirror, look yourself in the eye, that changes lives. You cannot say, I'm a considerate, caring, loving person. I'm sincere. I care about others. I'm sober. I'm an extra miler. You cannot get in front of that mirror and claim those and then abuse your mate. Now, let me tell you something else that's very exciting about this. Referred to it just very briefly a little bit earlier. Did you know that 175, now this report is about 20 years old. I'm not certain it would still hold true today, but almost. Did you know that 175 of the CEOs of the Fortune 500 companies are former United States Marines? That's right. Now, what do they teach in the Marines? They teach these qualities right here. Honest and having goals and organized, responsibility, commitment, self-starter, optimistic, enthusiasm, decisive. They teach all of those things. Those are the qualities that are good in the Marine Corps. They're good at home. They're good, ladies and gentlemen, in every phase of your life. And these are the qualities, most of these, you use on the day before vacation. I'm going to tell you one more story. I'm a golfer. I've already talked about about that earlier. David Ogren was on the PGA for a number of years. He now owns his own golf course just outside of Houston, Texas. David Ogren, and this appeared in Lynx Talk. I never knew this had happened until long after I read it in Lynx Talk, and I met David then. He and his wife and a couple of other PGA players had dinner in our home. David Ogren said, I was struggling. He said, I picked up a set of Zig Ziglar tapes. They were at an auction and nobody else was bidding on him. It was a Christian auction and I didn't want to see him go away. So he said, it was just, as far as I was concerned, it was a donation to charity. But it covered all of this motivational stuff and had the self-talk card in it. And he said, I started listening and I started talking to myself. And he said, I will testify to anybody that as a direct result, this was about 5 or 6 years ago, as a direct result of this, he said, in the next 15 months, I won $1,200,000. And that included winning the Texas Open. Now, that was the days before you didn't have the $500,000 and $600,000 winner jackpots. He said, I'm the one that dueled Tiger Woods down to the last hole in the Colonial Open. And he said, I give this credit for it right here, doing exactly what I'm talking about here, folks. And I'm talking to you now about you. These qualities right here, they're all in the card. You need to use these cards. They're put there for a purpose, a very specific purpose. If you will just forget about being embarrassed, you know, you can get all right by yourself. Nobody else is going to hear it. It's just you and the mirror and your faith. And if you will do it, I guarantee you. I've had hundreds of letters from people, some absolutely revolutionized their life. Because you see, these qualities, as I've already said, are all biblical qualities, and God's Word simply does not return void. Let me also simply say that I have now been talking, if I've kept careful timing on this, I've been talking now 57 minutes. I told you that I was going to be talking an hour. It's going to run just a little more than an hour. But you remember I said early on that when I got through, you'd be more energized physiologically than I was when I started. Now, if that is true, I'm going to ask you to do this. I'm going to ask the question, and if it's true, throw your hands up. If it's not true, then just leave them right by your side. But now, even though I've still got a couple of minutes left, and even though I've been talking 57 minutes, right now you're more energized than you were when I started 57 minutes ago. If that's true, can I see the hands go up, please? Virtually every hand here. Let me tell you what I've been doing to you, or what God has been doing to you through this process. Dr. Forrest Tennant, UCLA, did a study, and here's what he found. This was published in the May 1989 Meetings and Convention magazine. He attended a four-hour seminar that I was conducting, 6:30 till 10:30 at night. He took blood samples from a number of people before I started speaking. He took blood samples when I got through at 10:30. After 10:30, the dopamine, norepinephrine, serotonin, all of those other levels were up to 300% higher than they were when I started. Here's specifically what he said, in case you can't read it from where you are. There is a biochemical basis for why people feel good after these talks. Something in hearing about success gives us an emotional charge that releases those chemicals into the bloodstream, and that makes the body function better. And while these effects last for no more than a few hours, Tennant believes that regular doses of motivation will lead to better health, happiness, and achievement. I put it in the same category of helping your health as aerobic exercise, sleep, and three meals a day. Folks, as we'd say down home, that's stronger than dirt. But let me tell you another little bit to that story. He said, I believe. Now, he says, that regular doses of motivation will lead to better health, happiness, and achievement. Well, since then, he's done some more research. With these new high-tech microscopes, they have discovered that at the end of every cell, there is a little blister. Now, that little blister is a storage dump, if you want to call it that. And guess what is stored in that little blister? Dopamine, norepinephrine, serotonin, 300 different neurotransmitters. And what he's saying and what I'm saying is that if you will listen every day, every morning on the way to work, every evening on the way back home, you will build up an emotional reserve. And what it will happen is very simple. Though you might still get knocked down, like the latest skier though, you're going to bounce right back up. It will shorten your stay in the depths dramatically. And that's the reason this is so important. That's the reason reason I sell so hard to get you to listen to these and do these things over and over and over. That's the reason we made the tapes a part of this package. We get over 200 times as many letters from people who say, the books and the tapes changed my life, as they do from people who say, your seminar changed my life. Now, the exception to that is our two-day Born to Win seminar, but that also includes the tapes. But by and large, when you hear something one time or twice or three times, we simply do not remember the important part. And besides, tomorrow's traffic jams of life will blot out much of the inspiration and motivation of the day.
Go right to our website, Ziegler, Ziegler.com. You'll find a self-talk card in the free download section. It is a powerful tool, and I highly recommend it. I'm Blake Lindsay, and until next week, live your life to the fullest.
Ziegler. Inspiring true performance.